Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're studying 1 Corinthians 13 in that great love passage. As you look over the list of love's attributes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, does it seem impossible for you to be patient, no resentment, not irritable? Well, this list should be a bit overwhelming and, in all honesty, a little depressing for us. I mean, if these are the characteristics of love, then you're going to be hard-pressed to walk in these attributes with any type of consistency. Here's a test for you. In verses 4 through 7, replace the word love with your name. So it might read like this. Cliff is patient. Cliff is kind. Cliff is not envious or boastful. Cliff is not arrogant. Well, I'm a big failure in all of those things. But there is hope for us. What these attributes should also do when we try to picture them as clothes on someone is they should remind us of Jesus. Jesus is the personification of all of these attributes, just like Jesus is the embodiment of all the fruit of the Spirit. Jesus' name fits perfectly in the place of love. And so we mustn't lift this passage out of the entire context of the Bible. And that context is that Jesus came to do what we could not do, to fulfill the law's demands that we cannot fulfill, and to do so on our behalf. And His perfection, His perfect love, has been applied to every believer's account in heaven, so that the believer's record is exactly like Jesus' record. But the gospel goes even further than that. Not only is the believer's ledger before God exactly the same as Jesus's, but Jesus's life comes to indwell the believer so that Jesus can live His life through you. This is why we say that this type of love is Spirit-produced. The Spirit of Christ produces this love through you when we recognize His reign in our lives. As you pray today, please remember Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Urdu Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Pakistan.